Satan working against your spirit is he causes you for a lack of a continual life flowing into your spirit. He causes you to begin to fall into forms. In your singing, he'll cause you to go the same tune over and over and over. And you can't help yourself. Because it becomes the responsibility of the ministry, the ones God has chosen, to keep their spirit alive and receiving new or different workings of the spirit, sometime with the same tune, to keep you from being in a form. Maybe this message tonight will cure this form and bring us at rest. For a time, many times, we have to go into a form of song to go through a stage of growth. But then the Spirit of God begins to move to change, and he doesn't move in the people. He moves in the ones chosen. To get those tunes and songs and to impart them to the body. Just comparing the minister and you to your natural body, the minister operates as the head to lead you. Now, if you've got a dead head, your whole body is in trouble. Ooh. It's a fearful thing to be set as a minister, as a responsible over the flock of God. Whether you be man or woman. Because every little imperfection in your spirit is imparted out to the people. How many of you believe that and understand it? You, without a shepherd, you and I cannot be perfected. Did you know that? There's no way in the world for me, no matter how great a ministry I have, there's no way for me to ever be perfected or move into maturity unless you individually begin to do your part in the Spirit. God has chosen it that way, that the body perfects or edifies itself in love. Let me explain, Brother Ron and some of you others, Brother Bill Robert. When you begin to try to get a praise or a song or submit yourself to the Lord for a praise or a song, almost always you'll start off with the same tune that you started off with before. Now many get trapped right there. They say, say, well, I got that from the Spirit, so I'll just keep on going. Here they go. But if you'll keep singing that song, keep humming that tune, you'll hear the Holy Ghost begin to change it. May not change it drastically, or may change it real drastically. And if you'll pause every once in a while, present your body a living sacrifice, thy will be done, he'll get just exactly the tune that he wants. Satan likes to make you slowful and lazy in the spirit, doesn't he? Makes you settle for second best or yesterday's manna. Take the first thing that comes along and consider yourself lucky. Ooh, it hath been given unto me to be perfect. Not perfect in myself, but perfect in receiving the things of the Lord exactly the way he wants it. Hadn't it? Listen to your Father speak unto you through the prophet Isaiah. One of your heavenly family I give unto you. Thus your mercies of David, to keep yourself clean by the Spirit of life. Now, don't y'all try to help me this time. I want you to sing in the spirit, inside, silent, because about half of you are trying to push in there. With the very same thing that I was talking about, strive. How many of you felt that thing begin to move? Submit unto the spirit flowing out of me and follow it and let him build in you. All right? Listen to your Father. Speak unto you through the prophet Isaiah. One of your heavenly family I give unto you. Your mercies of David, to keep yourself clean by the Spirit of life. The Spirit of life of a Father God is a work of the Holy Ghost with the blood of Christ that keeps you washed, keeps you clean by continual quickening you and your body with his life. Now the blood of Jesus Christ which was the blood of God, is not natural blood. But it became a thing of the Spirit known as the Spirit of life. Placed inside of your anointing that abides in you is the work, one of the works of the Holy Spirit that is called the Spirit of life. Which takes the blood of Jesus Christ, the spiritual blood of Jesus Christ, and imparts it out through your body and out into the body of others to keep them clean and to keep life flowing in them. Just like your natural body, in your natural body, the thing that keeps life flowing in your flesh, in your mind, in your eyes, in your stomach, in your footsies, in your hands, or wherever, is blood, your natural blood. So the Spirit of life, flowing out through your anointing, hits your bloodstream, oh yes, and moves everywhere that you have blood and fluid in your body. All over. That's the reason John said there are three that bear witness in the earth inside of us, the spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Listen to Paul, the apostle, Christ speaking through him. There is therefore now no condemnation. No condemnation. You can never operate in the spirit at rest until you escape that old thing that continually nags at you with condemnation or with guilt or with that old inferior feeling. How many of you are familiar with that thing? All right. So listen to Paul the Apostle, Christ speaking through him. Listen to Paul the Apostle, Christ speaking through him. There's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Jesus Christ, who walk and live not after the flesh, but to those obedient from their heart, sincerely seek to walk and live in the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. The work of Satan to try to defeat you is the work in your mind with condemnation. Make you feel guilty for all your weaknesses, all those things lacking of the fullness of Christ. Now, the more you move into maturity, and the more knowledge you get of the greatness of God, and the more knowledge you get of how you're supposed to be like Him, the more open you are for Satan to come with that old guilt and condemnation thing upon you and begin to whisper in your mind, you'll never make it, and to point out all of your weaknesses, and to throw you into trying and struggling and striving to try to do the works of Christ. And he tricks you out of grace. The work of Satan to try to defeat you is the work in your mind with condemnation. Make you feel guilty for all of your weaknesses, all those things lacking of the fullness of Christ. Once Satan trapped you with a guilty feeling, then he gets you to try and strive to do works in your self-efforts instead of by faith, which does the works of Christ. For this reason, our Father, through Christ Jesus, gave us the Spirit of life, which is the blood of Christ, to keep flowing in us and keep us free and clean, to where anything we do out of that free and clean feeling becomes the work of Christ by faith. There is no reason for you to feel guilty or to feel inferior in your mind and your life, because the blood of Jesus, the mercy of our Father, does continually cleanse you from sin and death, and the weakness you find in your life, the blood has covered. God does not even see, because it is covered by the blood of Christ. So turn loose your spirit and wash it out of your life. Ball and a chain of weakness of your flesh, and Satan would like to bind you and keep you in bondage. But once you learn the Spirit of life, the secret of the blood of Jesus Christ, then from your anointing inside of you, you trill in the Spirit and make yourself clean. Oh. You don't believe it. So each time you feel guilty or condemned or start to strive, pause for a moment, whisper, Lord Jesus, let the Spirit of life inside you come alive. Let's do that, Lord Jesus. Then thrill in the Spirit from your anointing inside, and channel Christ's life blood all through your body, mind and soul, and the Spirit humming and singing. Let your whole being be cleansed by His blood. As you come at rest in your spirit, mind, and life, then you are ready for your act of faith. Never, 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 never try to act or confess on your faith until you get at least a spurt of that Spirit of life going first. many of you getting a solution to some of your struggling and striving? Won't take long to set up a continual cleansing in you. You'll just listen. But never try to act or confess your faith until you get the Spirit of life, which is the blood of Christ, moving through your body, at least a little spurt of it. Is that what you've been doing? Okay. So millions and more of God's people. That's all right. As you come at rest, in your spirit, mind, and life, then you are ready for your acts of faith that brings alive Jesus and your Father. All in your spirit, body, and mind. The mercy of God towards your sins and towards your shortcomings, towards your immaturity, towards things in your life is kept clean, covered, and acceptable by the blood of Jesus, or the Spirit of life that you pump through your body, soul, and mind by the Holy Ghost, your anointing inside. Then by His mercy, you are free to live in faith, confession and action, and let His life develop in you and bring forth His supernatural life that hath been given you by His love and grace. Did you ever wonder why? That the Bible spoke so much about mercy. You ever wonder why nearly every one of the early apostles said grace, mercy, peace, and love be unto you? You ever wonder what mercy is? The mercy of God is revealed through the blood. That He looks not at your sins, nor your needs, nor your shortcomings. Did you ever wonder what those ministries were that are called ministries of mercy? They are ministers of the blood, Spirit of life and grace. Listen to me real close, women. I don't care how much revelation of God you have. I don't care if you know all mysteries. If God does not bless your group, with a faithful mercy minister that keeps you clean by the blood and the spirit of grace, the spirit of life and the spirit of grace flowing through you. Your mercy, Lord. You see, if you do not know or cannot feel the mercies of God by the Spirit, which is the blood of Christ, the Spirit of life, all of the great teachings and all of the great prophecies and all of these things of God become of no effect in your life. Because the more you know, the more you strive. Are you understanding me? Are you not understanding me? Some of you are, because I see you weeping. You know, one of the first things that God does when he gets ready to bring judgment on a group of people? He pulls his mercy ministers out. His ministers of the blood. You don't have a chance. Once that spirit of life stops flowing in you, Earl, you're gone, aren't you? Once you try to struggle and strive to operate the gifts of the Spirit, preacher, teacher, whatever, without that clean feeling of the Spirit of life, that mercy of God towards your weaknesses and towards your sin, towards your shortcomings, you are gone, godly. Someone asked me what I was going to do about a disobedient bunch group of people one time. I said, I'm going to leave them alone, Brother Eddie, and let judgment fall on them. How is that going to let judgment fall on them? I said, they're moving in spirit, doing real good. Yeah, but I happen to know that I'm the only minister of the blood around here. And I pull the blood and the life of God away from them a little while, and they die. How many groups have you seen me do that way, Brother Earl? How many individuals have you seen me do that way, Eddie? When I get ready to take your life in the natural, and I want you to slowly die, I just cut one of your veins and let you bleed to death. Now that's the way it is when God pulled one of his ministers of mercy, the minister of the blood, out of a group of people. You see me pull out of them not, see them die. All they teach and they preach and they prophesy. No spirit of life, no blood, you're gone. It's the way God brought judgment during a thousand years of the dark ages. John the Apostle saw it. The sea of blood in the earth, he struck it with death. I don't care what kind of revelations they had to die. They died. Darkness covered the earth for 1,000 years. But now, in these last days, the mercy of God has been revealed again through the blood of Jesus, the Spirit of life. Life is coming again to God's people, to where the knowledge of God and the revelation of God can have life to them. and not fall into the law of sin and death controlled by Satan. The mercy of God towards your sins and towards your shortcomings, towards your immaturity, towards things in your life, not the fullness of Christ, is kept clean and covered and acceptable by the blood of Jesus. Of the spirit of life that you pump through your body, soul, and mind by the Holy Ghost, your anointing inside, then by His mercy you are free to live by faith and confession and action. And let His life develop in you and bring forth His supernatural life that has been given you by love and grace. You know what the command of the Lord is when He gets ready to chasten an individual or a group of people? Me? Don't go around. Why? Everyone watch me. The very present breath of a minister of mercy cleans a person. One that has the Spirit of life moving in him cleans him. They don't have to sing. They don't have to do anything. Just the very presence of it. Once you get to moving in that Spirit of life, your presence, your breath, your voice, your eyes, cleanses. But He has stuck the sea of blood with life. And the command is to bring forth the ministries of mercies of the blood abundantly in the earth. You don't believe that? You know, in time past, I never had to preach to you, did I? Did I? All I had to do is come around you. I might be carrying on some maybe silly talk, talking about something else. Right? Right, brother? All at once, life would begin to flow. God has chosen men and women to do this thing. He's chosen to flow His blood or His Spirit of life through people. Flesh and blood people. And He's moving to fill the earth with ministers of His blood, His mercy, Spirit of life. You didn't know what I was doing with these ladies, did you? That's what I'm doing. Obeying His command. Make the sea of blood live. try to do works in yourself efforts and without the cleansing of the spirit of life traps you in unrest and retards your spiritual growth and makes your life a drudgery, delivered you to Satan in righteous works and forms and deadness and cut you off from the grace of God and makes the suffering of Jesus Christ of none effect for your daily life. Makes you self-righteous after your flesh and leads you to judgment of the second death that destroys your life's works and loss of rewards and wandering in outer darkness forever and ever traps you into life having a form of godliness no power and joy of Christ in your life. So in obedience to the law of grace, continue on and sing in the spirit of life. Everyone. Understand now what happened to your dad and yourself. You know they're never going to have life until someone gives them back the blood, the spirit of life. This is the reason why Jesus said, I give unto you the ability. Whosoever sin you remit, they remit it. Whosoever you retain, everything. You can wash them or not wash them. You can cut them off or you can do whatever. I give you that ability. The words of Christ produced in your life by your faith action of his grace and the life and works of your heavenly Father reproduces his supernatural power in you. Another trap of Satan as you learn to live by faith is to tell you your faith action or step efforts of the flesh, but you have the same spirit of life that cleanses you and brings assurance that if you pause in the spirit for a moment and thrill and utter inside in the spirit of life, then your confession and actions are not you but Christ. Get this. Get this. Another trap of Satan. As you learn to live by faith, is to tell you your faith actions are self-efforts of the flesh. Once you get cleansed, he continually begins to keep you from acting on your faith, to tell you, now don't put out any action or any effort, because that'll be actions of the flesh. But the way you judge yourself is not you judging yourself, but it's by the Spirit of life. That cleansing by any action you do, it's the works of life moving in you. All you have to have that little gentle feeling of that Spirit of life inside you, and anything you do, I don't care if you lift your foot or do this. I don't care what. Any action is the action of Christ. Any action. Judge yourself by that little movement of that cleansing of the Spirit of life in you that bubbles in you, and you feel it just gently moving over your body, that blood of Christ. Then anything you do releases the life of Christ. Don't be controlled by the devil. Be controlled by life and God's order. Let's go over it again. Another trap of Satan. As you learn to live by faith, is to tell you that your faith actions are self-efforts of the flesh. But you have the same Spirit of life. Same Spirit of life that cleanses you, brings assurance that if you pause in the Spirit for a moment and trill and utter inside in the Spirit of life, then your confession and actions are not you, but Christ. Well, I thought I was supposed to judge myself. Yeah, by the Spirit of life, not your life. Just judge, well, that Spirit of life moving in you. Well, say, well, what if it's not? All you have to do is, after you learn it, and go to action. Pretty soon it's to be automatic. Some of you are reaching that automatic state now. You've escaped that thing. Some of the others are still struggling, striving around. I don't think you will be at tonight, though, will you? My faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, you become righteous before your Father God, and by the Holy Ghost, your anointing inside, you become free by the Spirit of life, and being free from the law of sin and death, free from your flesh, no condemnation. You are able to exercise your pure faith that produces great works of your Father God. The perfect law of liberty in Christ that sets you free from Satan and the flesh also frees you for the works of grace and the love of God that are used to perfect you. folks have a lot of idea of grace and liberty. Liberty of Christ, grace and liberty, that means you can do anything you want to. Don't many folks have that, Brother Bill Roberts, and Brother Jerry Weeks, and Brother Seth, Clive Cooper. That's not what liberty means at all. The more you try to do anything you want to, the more in bondage you get. You're going to go back to the old way of life after you set free and call that the grace of God? Wow. How many of you have been trapped in that thing of grace just you do anything you want to and it's all right? It said, oh, we're free. And all the liberty comes through the Spirit of life, the blood. The liberty of God is to set you free from your want-tos, set you free from anything upon you, let nothing have control over you. So you can be like God. Nothing controls God except His love for you. Paul said, I'm free. I'm all things, but said, I will not be brought under bondage to anything. That's the way I feel. Nothing shall control me except the Spirit of God and His Word. Why? Because I have the blood, the Spirit of life. I can thrill and utter in the Spirit and begin to turn with my actions of faith and cut anything down, whether it be demon, flesh, or whatnot, that tries to control me. Can't you? Can't you? The perfect law of the liberty in Christ that sets you free from Satan and the flesh, also frees you for the works of grace and the love of God to perfect in you as the Spirit of life continually cleanses you. You find yourself at rest in the Spirit. Speak into yourself in some hymns and songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. A continual flowing of Holy Ghost in you, as your Father completely controls you. Live in water, waters of life, flowing continually in and through you, becoming a daily way of life that brings forth God's power and life, grows you up daily in Christ, enters you quickly in the fullness of God. Now you understand why I didn't ever need any advice or any help from you. You've come to me without the Spirit of life moving in you, without the blood of Christ, and you give me unclean advice. Wouldn't you? An unclean help. Like every kind of wisdom and advice you gave me was so fluid, it never worked. A little old simple word of wisdom, a come through me. It always worked. Why? Brother Pruitt must be a great man. No, I just learned a little secret. That cleansing of the spirit of life always releases the pure wisdom of God. If you're not cleansed by the spirit of life, the blood, you release your own wisdom. Maybe about halfway the wisdom of God and then corrupted with your own wisdom. It might as well be no wisdom of God at all, though you get it fouled up. You never do anything right. I've learned a secret from a Father God. I've learned another secret into His fullness. How to keep clean by the blood of Christ. I simply feel and utter in the spirit and feel cleansing my mind and my body. And then while I'm feeling clean, I open my mouth, make my confession. I raise my hand, I look with my eye, and everything I do relates to life of Christ. I shouldn't even be telling you this secret. Now I've told you my secret, now you know just exactly how to do just like I do. I shouldn't even be telling you that. You won't even need me anymore, will you? Oh, you won't need me. I'm not meaning it. You'll shoot up just whoosh, like that in your growth once you lay hold on that secret of the spirit of life. Feel clean. First thing you know, you'll get that clean feeling, you'll be moving your hand out towards folks, and they'll be feeling it. You won't have to talk and reason with them in the flesh. Even the wind from your hand. Been wanting a long time how to do that. I told you, no telling how many times, you didn't believe it. The spirit of life, then whoever touches you touches me. For the spirit of life washes away old you and exposes new me to whosoever will. This is not something I just dropped on you all of a sudden night. I started this thing back about years ago, but I really started working on Brother Ron in those songs when I had you to go get those angels singing on those eyes behind you. You didn't know what I was doing. If you'd have known, you'd have tried to help. or you try to help God. He didn't need any help. All he wanted was that Spirit of life to come alive. Y'all thought it was the angel coercion and all that. Well, all right, whatever you want to think, well, let's get the Spirit of life going. If you'd have thought it was the blood, you'd have been out trying to wash with the blood, you know, while you're singing. I know you. You'd have been trying to help. The blood of Christ, the blood of our Father, perfected in the street, placed inside of him, in the anointing that abides in you, trill and utter, and it cleanses out of you. Now you understand all the why I got you to sing the scriptures, don't you? You get that Spirit alive on the scriptures. And you just speak those scriptures. I don't care if you're, whether it's Isaiah, Genesis, Revelation, or whatnot. Once that Spirit alive gets in those words, it brings life to people. Stick around long enough, you might understand a lot of things. Grace, mercy, peace, and love have now been revealed from a loving God. The judgment has been on the world has now been lifted by the blood of Christ. The sea of blood all over the earth now has life and not death, because our Father chose to strike the sea of blood with resurrection life. Up to the horse's bit, right about up to here, up to your chin. You walk and live them. That now is filled with the Spirit of life. Let your mind think about it. Feel your body come on. Now, I had a person, several people that I've ministered to, and I told them, y'all keep your seat for just a minute, they would want to know what was wrong, and they couldn't understand why they couldn't receive. Of course, the Lord, all the Lord had me to tell them to do was this. Get your music tapes, certain music tapes, and listen to them. Go to sleep at night and listen to them all night long. You see, the mist over in my house or Jacob's well at Greenville all those nights that I